Besties, we all know that struggle before and during our periods, and that is why you need to try Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it has become a phenomenon. Women can literally not stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here is the beauty of adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, it is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And I don't know about you besties, but I don't think that there is a bigger benefit that you can get out of a product than feeling like yourself again. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Again, besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time, that is the art of falling in love with yourself.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love and laughter.
Hey besties, welcome to I Missed Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. If you're new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome. We are a self-growth, healing community looking to become the best version of ourselves. So if you're looking to become the best version of yourself and heal after heartbreak, you're definitely in the right place. And if you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome back. I missed you. Before we get started, I do want to remind you guys that by rating the podcast, taking a screenshot of the rating and DMing it to @IMissedMePodcast, you are going to receive a free PDF downloadable guide, and it's like 28 days to build habits or to change your life through habits, something like that. But all you have to do is rate the podcast, take a screenshot, send the screenshot via DM to the podcast Instagram account, and you will automatically receive a link. With that being said, today is a very exciting episode because if you guys listened to last week's episode where I shared 5 habits that changed my life, I told you guys that I was planning on making an episode sharing habits that changed my life going through a breakup, like how I grew up and habits that helped me glow up after a breakup. And while I was making a list and while I was planning out the episode, so many things came up and I was like, I'm just gonna turn it into a series because I have so many things to share with you guys. So welcome to the first episode of 3 of this breakup series. And today we're just gonna start talking about how to get through a breakup and things that you can do while going through the breakup while we're still sad. The second episode of the series is going to be how to glow up after a breakup, like once we've accepted, once we've felt the pain, how we're going to glow up and how we're going to literally transform ourselves into the highest, best version of ourselves. And then the last episode is how to get back out there after a breakup and how to get rid of your fear of, again, rejection or loss again or heartbreak again. Because sometimes when we go through breakups, the last thing that we want to do is encounter another person ever again, just out of fear of, again, going through heartbreak again. So that's going to be our 3 episodes of this mini breakup series. With that being said, welcome to episode number 1, how to get through a breakup. Like, what are little things that you can do to make your breakup experience a little less painful? If you've been through a breakup or if you're currently going through a breakup, you know that there's very good days and that there's very bad days, and the bad days are very, very bad, and all you want to do is just cry in bed and call the person. And when there's good days, it's not that you don't think about it, but you don't think about it as often, or you have more motivation or more energy to do the things that you're normally like not even motivated to do anymore. But the feelings and the thoughts are still there. I just want to start off by saying that it is completely valid, and like your feelings are completely valid, and it is okay to think about a person all the time. It is okay to wake up and still think about them. It is okay to go to sleep wishing things were different. It is okay. But what you also have to realize is that regardless if they come back or not, because that's like the mindset that sometimes saves us when we're going through a breakup, is maybe they come back, or maybe it gets better, or maybe we fix things. Regardless, besties, because I know how hard it is to move past that stage of denial and of wanting things to be different. Regardless if they come back or not, you still have to grow. You still have to become the best version of yourself, and you still have to glow up, so that even if you do get back together or not, you will decide that in the future their relationship turns out different, or your relationship with yourself turns out different. Because if you were to get back together and you don't change, it is going to end the same. So regardless of how it ends with this person, you still have to glow up, and you still have to process the breakup as a breakup. With all of that being said, besties, welcome again to episode 1 of this series, How to Get Through a Breakup. And this is a list of things that I personally implemented when I finally came into acceptance that the relationship was over, that genuinely got me through my breakup. So I try to think of as many as possible and make them a list and share them with you guys today. Number 1 is going no contact immediately. And some people might think that no contact is just literally not talking with the person, but for me, no contact was blocking the person from every single social media, avoiding talking about them, bringing their name up, obviously not even being close to talking with them, but also closing off every single opportunity that I could have to have any type of contact or seeing them anywhere. Going no contact, like personally talking with them, is extremely important, because if their relationship is over, then I have to let you go. Like, you can't be in my life anymore. And I mean, you and I have separate lives and we both have to move on. But the problem is when we're going no contact and we're not talking with the person, but we still stalk them on social media, or we still check up on them on social media. We're still watching their stories. We're still stalking their following list, or on TikTok, we're still, you know, looking them up to see what they've posted or reposted, whatever. But the problem is that our subconscious mind doesn't know what's real and what's not, and when we're talking with them and when we're not. So it doesn't know when we're actually seeing them or when we're just seeing them through a screen. If you look someone up on social media and you see a picture of them, your subconscious mind thinks that you're actually seeing them in person. This is the reason why it's so important to immediately go no contact and blocking them everywhere. Literally force yourself to not see this person, and getting your subconscious mind to living without them, and telling your brain like, hey, like, we're not seeing this person anymore. Get used to not seeing this person anymore. Block them everywhere. Delete their number. Do everything that you can to genuinely force yourself to not look them up. I know that sometimes when we block a person, it's just extremely easy to unblock them and to reach out. But generally, besties, force yourself to not look up this person. Like, force yourself and train your brain and get your brain used to not living with this person. Me, personally, when I would end things with someone and I knew that no contact was generally the only solution to move on, what I would do is that I would delete their number, I would delete their contact, I would block the number, and then I would delete the number, and then I would delete every single screenshot that I could have had with the number, as painful as it was, and, you know, as scary as it was, because I was like, in the back of my mind, I was always like, oh, what if they tried to reach out, whatever. And then I would force myself to be like, no, like, I am cutting them off for a reason. They do not deserve to contact me. And I would block the number, I would delete the number, and I would delete my calling history and every screenshot that I might have sent to my best friend that had their number in it. And genuinely, that is the only way that I was able to heal. Number 2, besties, also very connected with number 1, throw away or delete, or again, put away anything that ties you to that person. When I was going through my breakup, I had a lot of things that connected me to that person. And we had a lot of, like, I don't know, DIYs in my room, or I had a lot of clothes from this person, and just so many things that would constantly remind me of this person. And then again, besties, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's happening right now and what happened in the past. So if you're constantly seeing something that you made with this person and it makes you think about this person, your brain thinks that you're still together. When I was going through my breakup, again, I had a lot of things from them. I had a lot of gifts. I had a lot of clothes. I had a lot of DIYs. And my first reaction, because I was so angry, was just to throw them away. And my mom felt super bad. She took them out of the trash without telling me, and she put them all in a box and she put them all away. And I genuinely thought that those things were in the trash. And then like 2 or 3 years later, I found them in my garage and I was able to open that box and be like, oh my gosh, like I remember this, but with no pain at all. So maybe if you don't want to throw everything away because it's like valuable things and you just feel bad, put them in a box and put them away. The important thing is that you don't see them, that you don't have easy access to them, because every time that you see them and every time that you have access to them, it is going to make you think of this person. And generally, what we're trying to do is to build a routine that's... I don't know about you, besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type, and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down, plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair, and I've been using Way products before using heat, and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSURES for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSURES at checkout. I don't know about you, besties, but my favorite part of the day is when I sit down with myself and do my makeup. Whether you like a fresh-faced, full glam, or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics is for you. All products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens. Thrive Cosmetics also donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and education organizations. I know that a lot of us struggle with finding a good mascara, but Thrive Cosmetics has the one for you. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, the name literally says it all. This tubing mascara instantly creates the look of lash extensions. No clumping, flaking, or smudging, and without the damage or prices of salon extensions. And I know, besties, that the most annoying part of mascara is taking it off, but with this mascara, you just have to rinse off with warm water and gently wipe with clean hands or a washcloth. The unique tubing formula will rinse off each lash, leaving no mascara streaks behind or black stains on your towels. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/mafiansures. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/mafiansures for 20% off your first order. Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. Doesn't include this person. So grab all of the things that you might have from them, as painful as it is, put them in a box, write thank you on top of the box, because genuinely feel gratitude that it happened and that you got to experience it, but put it away and force yourself not to look at it and force yourself not to think about the memories, because all of those things hold energy and hold memories. Number three, super important, besties, and this is one that helped probably the most, keep yourself busy, and not in a way, and this is super important, not in a way where you're being distracted from the pain, but in a way where you're realizing that there is actually a life outside this person. Start playing a sport. learn something new. I don't know, learn the piano. I would literally, I have a piano and I have no idea how to play the piano. But when I was going through my breakup, the last thing that I wanted to do was being on my phone, because I knew that if I was on my phone, I was going to stalk. So I would just lock myself in my room and I would start playing piano. Like, I would just put those easy tutorials on YouTube and I would just focus on playing the piano. And again, I wasn't distracting myself from the pain, but I was just forcing my brain to concentrate on something that wasn't this person. If you play a sport, start playing the sport more, or start going to the gym, or hang out with your friends and with people who love you and with people who remind you that you're loved. Keep yourself busy. But then it connects me to number four: don't distract yourself from the pain. If there's a time where you really, really, really want to cry, don't distract yourself. Lock yourself in your room, lock yourself in your car, or go somewhere where you can cry peacefully and by yourself and cry it out. Cry it out. Give yourself 10, 20 minutes, an hour to cry it out. Cry it out. Feel the pain, but then start doing something. After crying for an hour straight and feeling all of your pain, get up and start doing something. Go again, go to the gym, or start playing a sport, or start drawing. Or I would buy those like miniature houses in Hobby Lobby. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but it's like this kit where the tiniest pieces come in a box and you have to like kind of make a mini house, if it makes any sense what I'm saying. But I would force myself to do DIYs that would require my total focus and attention. Or I would start doing puzzles. Puzzles is a big one too. And I know it sounds super stupid, but you're generally forcing your brain to be present and to realize that there are things that you can focus on without thinking of this person. And at first, this person is all you're thinking about. But as time goes by, you're going to start realizing that you can actually accomplish things that have absolutely nothing to do with this person. So number three and number four, besties, keep yourself busy, but also don't distract yourself from pain. Whenever you feel like crying, cry and feel your pain, and don't let anybody disturb you feeling the pain. But also keep yourself busy, because you need to prove to your brain that you can actually have a life outside of this person. Number five, and kind of going back to number four, practice presence. I genuinely feel like going through a breakup is the biggest door for spiritual awakening there will ever be. And it is your biggest opportunity to start practicing presence, because in presence, you will realize that this person is actually not missing and that you're actually okay. The reason why breakups hurt so much and the reason why heartbreak feels so heavy is because we're constantly thinking about the past or the future. We're constantly being reminded of things we did or things we said or promises they made with us or memories from the past or experiences that we had with them or the future or experiences we're not going to be able to have with them or a future that we had planned together or thought about together and it's not going to happen. But generally, if you think about the present moment, you really don't need them right now. Like right now, you're okay. Right now, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And right now, there are things to do that don't require this person. So again, the reason behind our suffering is time, and the way of getting rid of that suffering is presence. So however that looks for you, again, if it's crying and being fully present while you're feeling the pain, or meditating and generally practicing and being fully present, or journaling or talking with yourself and checking up on yourself, which is a very big thing that I did. I would just go on drives by myself when I wanted to cry and I didn't want to be home. I would just literally drive to my nearest drive-through Dunkin', and on the way there, I would record myself on my phone, which is what I've told you guys before, how I started this podcast. I would just start recording myself on my phone, and I would just start speaking about the way that I was feeling, about how good life is outside this prison, about things that I was grateful for, and also reasons why I was feeling sad, or the reason why the heartbreak was making me so sad. Like, genuinely have conversations with yourself, bring yourself back to the present moment constantly, find activities that keep you present. Again, puzzles and like DIYs, they sound very stupid, but they keep you present. And like, that's the most important thing when it comes to getting rid of pain. Keeping yourself present so that you realize that in the present moment, there's actually nothing to be sad over. And number six, to close off today's episode, besties, which is extremely important too, create a comfort morning and night routine, however that looks for you. I can say that mine included not checking my phone, which is something that I mentioned on the past episode, not checking my phone first thing in the morning to not be reminded of the fact that we weren't talking, or to not look forward to a notification as soon as I woke up, but I would write down in my journal 10 things that I was grateful for. I would meditate, or I would just sit in bed, and whether I was feeling sad or I was feeling happy or numb, I would just sit in bed, feel my feelings, figure out how I was feeling this morning. Because if you've gone through a breakup, besties, or if you're going through a breakup, you know that mornings are literally the heaviest, because you have to be reminded every single day that they're not in your life. So you just wake up and you feel super sad and super heavy. I would just feel the heaviness and I would feel the pain, and I would wake up and I would be like, ugh, another day without this person. And I would just feel the pain, and I would just sit in bed for like 10, 20 minutes, just feeling the pain, looking out my window, just genuinely feeling it. I'm being like, but I'm okay. And I'm gonna do this, 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 and this today. And it doesn't include this person. Like, I don't need this person to be happy doing these things. And again, I would write 10 things, 10 reasons why I was grateful in a journal. And after doing all of that, after walking my dog, after going outside, after being an hour without my phone, being reminded that life is actually life outside of one relationship, then I would grab my phone. But that's how my mornings looked like. And then at night, when I was feeling super sad and when I was feeling all the heaviness from the day, I would turn my phone on and I would start talking with myself in voice notes. And again, you don't have to do that. You can just meditate, or you can journal, or you can just, I don't know, create a night routine and a morning routine that gives you comfort, so that you know that no matter how you felt that day, no matter what happened that day, no matter how your day went, you're gonna go back to a safe space. At night is gonna get better, and the morning is gonna be good. Like, create a comfort routine that constantly reminds you, at night, it's all gonna be better. Or in the morning, it's all gonna be better. At night, I'm gonna feel better because I'm gonna do this, this, and that. In the morning, it's gonna be better because I'm gonna do this, this, and that. Like, create safe spaces for yourself so that you know that you have something to look forward to, or something to go back to whenever you're not feeling the best. And that's it for today's episode, besties. I hope these were helpful. If you want more, definitely leave it in the box that's underneath this episode. It says thoughts on this episode. If you have any questions, if you want more, if something helped you that you want to share, and maybe I can mention it in an episode so that we're all helping each other together, I would more than appreciate it, besties. Again, don't forget to rate the podcast, take a screenshot of the rating, send it to I Missed Me's DMs, and I will automatically send you a link with a downloadable PDF. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media at I Missed Me Podcast everywhere. Don't forget, I have a clothing brand at I Missed Me Project, nonameproject.co, to get your $25 hoodie. And don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafiansures, also everywhere. I love you guys so much, and I will see you guys tomorrow, because I was supposed to post this episode yesterday, but I had trouble with the audio, so I posted it today. So we're getting another episode tomorrow, which is our guest episode of the week. And I will see you guys tomorrow, I guess. I love you, besties. With love, Mafi.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.